You're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. From Friday at noon to Sunday at midnight, we'll be spending 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances from five local bands, one starting in just a few moments. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. This last half hour was Lizzie Mercier Desclos. She was part of the no wave scene in the 80s. I learned recently that she was friends with Patti Smith, like came to New York and stayed with her for a little while. That was interesting to me. I'm gonna continue playing one more song while the band sets up. Until then.
Hello, this is WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to Massive Music Weekend, which is one of our annual music marathons in which we spend 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances from five local bands. Up next, we are going to be having one of those performances from a local band. It's co-presented by Independent Musicians Organization here at Carnegie Mellon, and we are going to have an acoustic set from Neon Vanadium. So y'all want to get into it then?
In my veins, fade away too late to fall asleep tonight. A constant oversight. Take it by the reins, pony up and ride the wave of that familiar pain. Nothing's going to change. It's high time for me to make a great escape. It comes and goes. How much of me do I want her to know? She's good to me, but I'm my own woes. Dancing with the death throes. Am I the ghost you're hunting down? Running with the gang to take me out. Luck's not on my side. I'm yours to subdue. Caught me in the act, looked around and found the clues. Could have got away with it too. It's a mess. There's nowhere left for me to hide. It comes and goes. How much of me do I want it to know? She's good to me, but I'm my own woes. Dancing with the death throes. It comes to show. How much of me do I think she should know? She's so good to me, but I'm my own woes. Dancing with the death throes. Shine, pushing it up, just to fall behind.
Awesome. So I wanted to ask about your band name. So your name is Neon Vanadium. How did you come up with that? What does it mean?
All right. So it was summer of 2020, and my brother, who's our drummer, who's unfortunately not here today, wanted to start a band with me. And to make a very long story short, it was 10:23 at night when we started thinking of the name. So we took the 10th and the 23rd element from the periodic table, and that was Neon Vanadium.
Awesome. And while we're talking about names, can I have you guys introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Cameron Balkovec.
Hey, I'm Jake Maxiner. Yeah.
Perfect. So that was the song that you're playing was Death Throes. Up next, we are going to be having Lost Sleep.
Wait.
So that was just The Lost Sleep by Neon Vanadium, who is doing an acoustic set here at WRCT Pittsburgh for our Massive Music Weekend. One question I wanted to ask is, how did the band form? I know you mentioned that a few of you are brothers, but how did you all come together and start making music together?
Well, yeah, Logan and I are brothers, but Jake and I went to high school together. We graduated, and, before we graduated in our senior year, we both found out we play guitar.
Yeah, he posted a Beatles cover on Snapchat. I was like, hey, that's cool. Yeah. I didn't talk to him since freshman year, so I gave him a ring, showed up. We had no idea what to play together. We just kind of like held our instruments and talked about music, but yeah, that was the basis.
We did write a song that night, though.
And it was terrible.
Really bad song, but we wrote a song.
That's what happens.
And it kind of just started something, and then we went back and forth with bass players for a while till we really locked one in.
Yeah.
All right, so up next for your song, it will be Empty Streets. Hopefully it is better than the song you wrote together when you were in high school.
I'd like to think it is.
Awesome.
Good thing you didn't say better than that last one.
Yeah, I'll see you.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, just follow them.
Question one.
that was Empty Streets by Neon Vanadium. So you mentioned that one of the ways you got on each other's radar when you were first forming a band was by posting a Beatles cover to Snapchat. Overall, what would you say are some of your major musical influences? Or on a broader question, what inspires you?
Do you want to go first?
Sure. Well, what I would say is I've been playing guitar for a while now, and you always feel like you're never good enough, even though you're getting better progressively. So I'm always chasing that next riff, that next lick. That's me personally. That's what keeps me going. But as far as inspirations, I'd probably say Queens of the Stone Age is a big one for us, and probably Arctic Monkeys. There's definitely some other inspirations in there. But those are, as far as like all the members' music taste goes, those are pretty central to us.
Yeah. Do you have any like personal ones for you, for your playing style?
No.
Okay.
You go. Put me on the spot.
I feel like mine change so often, but right now, alongside of what he said, I've really been listening to a lot of like David Bowie, Elliott Smith, The Smiths, King Crimson, just a bunch of different things, and System of a Down. I've been really into System of a Down recently. Just a bunch of different things.
Yeah. As a band, do you find that your music taste kind of aligns, or is everyone bringing in something a little bit different?
It's a little chaotic. Picking songs, picking sets, everybody has to agree on the covers. Man, that can be difficult sometimes. But it's awesome because we all celebrate each other's little music quirks that we all like differently.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
The drummer brings some music in that I would probably never listen to myself, but it brings a different kind of sound into the band. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. If we want to talk about that, let's go into Rain Will Fall next.
Awesome.
All the things I could, you left just like I knew you would. As I lived off the earth, the fear I have is absurd. It's been learned. I cannot.
tonight. I learned it all makes sense in time. And though I fall, well, even though I'm scared, the ground's coming and I'm
gorgeous. Aww. I was wondering if Thank you could you. Tell us a little about your songwriting process and what comes first. Does it the music or is it lyrics? Mm. How does it all work?
Well, particular in that song, I would probably say we have a lot of weird music. I would say it depends on the song, but a song like that we started with like all rocking out, jamming together, and it kind of became a music.
If you remember
thing.
Too, we wrote that in like 2021 and left it on the back burner.
That's a lot of the projects just simmer the beginning for of 2023. And we're like, oh, that's pretty cool again.
Sometimes we keep things in the back and bring it back later. Sometimes like we'll come up with something in a rehearsal, or sometimes I'll have an entire idea with like music, lyrics, and vocals and bring it to everybody.
Yeah, I would say like to finish that, a lot of times it starts with like a phrase like
And then we build off.
And then, you know. Yeah, so.
And then for Empty Streets, I had the whole idea, and I brought it to the guys. Yeah. Everybody.
So, it really varies. I don't know. It's a difficult question to answer, but yeah.
So if you had time, we have about 3 minutes left. So if you have time for another song, do you want to play something?
Yeah, we can play something.
What do you think?
Your blues?
That's probably not very radio friendly.
Yeah, you're right.
Is there anything that you wrote recently that you've been working on?
Did I do Too Far Gone?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, we're going to do one we haven't played in a while. Thanks thanks for the time.
No, we played it not too long ago, if you remember.
All right, let's go.
All right. All right, this song's called Too Far Gone.
Standard key. Yeah.
Standard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. Whoa, that's a little low tune.
Yeah, it is.
I can start it off.
Go ahead.
You know why I hold you here. Come on, sit there and chat with me. Can we reassess? There's a lot of things just chewing on my mind. You get paid to give me wine, so it's time to unwind. What's the point of of moving on if I was never there? What's the point of misery? What is wrong with me? This really isn't working out, so maybe I was wrong. Maybe I should leave this town. Am I already gone?
Thank you so much. This has been Neon Vanadium on WRCT Pittsburgh. Up next, we are going to be having Gia with Santa Gold on WRCT Pittsburgh, Massive Music Weekend.
You're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. From Friday at noon to Sunday at midnight, we'll be spinning 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances from five local bands. You can visit WRCT.org to visit the full schedule for our annual music marathon. WRCT and Massive Music Weekend are supported by Spirit, a three-level, 15,000-square-foot event venue, rooftop garden bar, and restaurant located in the Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Spirit's new pizzeria is now open, serving pizzas, pastas, and salads with vegan and vegetarian options, plus local beers, wines, and cocktails. More information is available at spiritpgh.com.
Advantage. We work hard, and if it seems we rub it up a bit, we broke, but we rich. the things that you can't. Just know I'm doing something you ain't. Simple and plain.
Try to Even I can pass throughout the valley of the dark.